Hello and welcome back. I just decided to stop my previous audio book because it was 24 minutes in, and I wanted to talk about this European trip I've kind of started planning. I can foresee that, well, I don't know actually how this is going to pan out, but let's just say it's the 2nd of September and I really want to go on a European tour and holiday in my motorhome next year. So I planned this kind of route last night. That is just over 2,000 miles long, going through France, Belgium, Germany, Czech Republic, Slovakia. Slovakia, Hungary, Slovenia, Italy, Switzerland, France. In that kind of loop. Some of the days are kind of quite hard slugs, especially in a motorhome, albeit, you know, motorway driving. Again, this is in the very, very early planning stages. It may not go ahead, one iota, but, the longest day we've got is the first day, which is to Sarah's uncle's house in I'm pretty sure they still live in the region of Nordrhein-Westfalen, in Saulheim. I'm pretty sure that Saulheim's in NRW. But anyway, kind of middle Germany, I would probably say. Or the southern part of the... Yeah, about middle Germany. Shut up, Richard. And that's like 360 miles. That's 400. It's 500 and... it's over 500 miles. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 hours driving without brakes. And that obviously doesn't include the hour crossing and the weight that you've got before you cross, so... it's like a full day's driving. Oh God, this bite is really sore on my leg. These are places that, the countries that I really want to go to, and now we've got the opportunity, so there's no reason why we kind of can't do it. The only thing stopping us is finances, because, you know, you've got to pay for fuel. So I was doing some research last night into kind of roads and tolls, but moreover, fuel costs. What I noticed was in all of the EU countries, not the EEC countries, but the EU countries that use the euro. No, that's wrong, because there's countries that use the euro that aren't in the EU, which is really bizarre. It's bizarre, isn't it? Anyway, as a primary currency, anyway. They're in the EEC, not the EU. But anyway, these countries in the EU, their fuel is all the same price, with the exception of Britain, of course, or the UK. The UK is the highest fuel price. And so these EU countries, their fuel is about €1.30. All of their fuel per litre for diesel was €1.30, which is about £1.10. Except for Britain, it's the equivalent of €1.60, which is shocking, of course. And then I was looking at the price, the continental prices. It had Egypt in there, and diesel cost in Egypt's like 11 euro cents, or equivalent of 11 euro cents a litre, which is just mental, isn't it? But that's why those Arab countries that are oil countries, they can fill a 100-litre fuel tank on, in places like Saudi Arabia. Well, don't quote me on this, but, UAE, Saudi Arabia, those Arab countries, They can fill a 100 litre fuel tank with petrol on like $2, which is mental. So yeah, it's not a pipe dream. It's something that we're going to do. We just need to know. We just need to work on it. Do research on where to stay. If we can stay for free, I noticed that there was a fella commenting on a lot of there was a fella commenting on a motorhome website forum that he's travelled in Croatia. The entire coastline, and he wild camped, motorhome wild camped, of course. Right, Molly, come on. He wild camped the entire coastline, just kind of basically parked up and never got caught. He did quote the ZET, which invariably must be the police. I've been to Croatia before, and I really like Yugoslavia, you know, and that's why I wouldn't mind going back. But you know, they're not. They don't think like Europeans do, and when I say Europeans, I would say the Brits are the odd ones out as well. Having visited a lot of European countries, I think Brits are the odd ones out. But Yugoslavs or the former Yugoslavia people. Or people of the former Yugoslavian Republic. I shouldn't say that. People of the former Yugoslavia. Because you've got the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, haven't you? The Yugoslav people are a different mindset. And those that are more Serbian speaking, or more kind of Serbian edged, are more Eastern Bloc. So yeah, it's a very strange thing, the mindset of these people. So it's a very exciting thing. We've got the chance to do it, so I'm going to do it. A friend of mine, they went down to the south of France, and they travelled through France, the south of France, and Monaco. They went to. And so it kind of just spurred me on. I had this idea probably before we bought Dolly, to be honest. And it's something I'm really looking forward to. So if there's anybody out there that's travelled in Europe, like kind of toured in a vehicle, then has got any tips, then please let me know. Because I'd be interested to hear. But, you know, I'm well aware of things like speed limits and what you've got to carry in a vehicle and how the people have got to be seated and safety and insurance. I'm aware of all that.
Just a faff.
It's a faff. What's a faff?
Doing all the things you just said.
Yeah, but you have to, because it's a law. And you get smashed in those countries. They will punish you on the spot. The police in some of these countries don't take, like, especially Germany, for God's sake. And the thing is, like, if you get a ticket, if you get an on-the-spot fine to go and pay, and you leave the country, then the next time you come in, you'll be arrested and put in prison for something as simple as not paying a speeding fine or going through a stop sign or something like that, or not complying with the law in some way. So it's very important that you do comply with the law in these countries. And now, France threw a bit of a spanner in the works recently, where you have to have breathalysers and other things. Now, breathalysers is a very strange thing to have in the car, I think. But, you know, because I think Europeans drink more sociably than Brits do tomorrow. But I think Brits tend to binge drink more than Europeans. That's just from my observations and from living in Germany, but something, it's, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, so just that there's a lot of planning got to go ahead before we do something like this. And indeed, you know. Molly. It's okay, she's okay. Molly, come here. She's okay, she's fun. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of planning got to take place, and, you know, we've got to have an A plan and a B plan. The Nepalese are scared of dogs, and so that was a mother and daughter out walking, and they weren't too happy that Molly was sniffing around them. Nepalese are scared of dogs, yeah. Have you never noticed that? God. Open your eyes. So anyway, that's that. That's what we plan to do. As I said, you know, what's the point in having a motorhome if you're not going to use it properly? And there's the other things, of course. One of the other things of, like, preparing the vehicle. What kind of made me take note of that particular topic area is we just had two new front tyres put on, haven't we? And we can't find out what the proper tyre pressures are, because the recommended tyre pressures on the plate inside the door are for the vehicle when it was manufactured as a van. Because it's got a van and cab chassis. Or it's got the chassis for a van, not a motorhome. So, basically, when we went for that drive on Sunday night, I noticed that it felt quite splashy. You know, the front tyres felt splashy, which means that they kind of weren't as hard. The ride didn't feel very hard. It was kind of, you know, and the tyres kind of sunk in. You could feel the car sinking in around the bend, and so. When I came to put the air in the tyres, I could feel that the tyres were hot. Now, what that actually means is that the tyre pressure was not high enough, and we could have had a blowout. So you actually need on a kind of commercial vehicle like ours is built as, you need the tyres actually to be filled with a lot of air to make them really hard. So, just things like that tomorrow. You know, you've got to prepare the car. Make sure the car's serviced about a month before we go. You make sure you check all the lights and brakes and tyres. Make sure everything is absolutely tip-top, because, you know, you could go for... Oh. Come here. Come here. Come here. Can you put the dog on the lead? Come here to me. You could get stopped on a police checkpoint in any one of these countries, and if you're not complying with their law, they'll have you. You'll get fined. And, you know, you can't be expected to know everything about, you know, other countries' traffic law, but you're in their country, so you've got to abide by their law, and they'll have you. It has happened that people have been fined. You know, people that I know have been fined. Here, this way. So, over here. I know you're expecting a dog. I've got the dog on the lead now because there's another dog behind us. Is that better from over here now? So the dog's looking around at me going, you can let me off the lead now? Some kind of mastiff behind. Big, huge mastiff. So that's that. So there's a lot of things to do tomorrow. And wanting to visit these countries is only the tip of the iceberg as far as planning is concerned. And yeah. Whew, God, I swear it's getting hotter. The sun's come out from behind the clouds now. It's warm, isn't it? We'll stop and have a drink up the shop. Where have they gone? Are they letting that dog off? Molly, you'll be let off the lead in a second. No. Right, come here to me. Molly, it's all right, here. Wait. Sit. Right, go. There she is, she's off. So there you go. That's preparing to preparing for a big adventure. Whether it comes to fruition or not is another matter. Oh, really? This way, Tamara. So if you have ever road tripped, in Europe post the bringing down of borders, and you've got any tips, one of the things I was reading last night on the internet was you can get a card. By God almighty, that's bright. I've seen a website, I don't know, I can't speak of the kind of authenticity or the validity of the website, but it appears that you can order any kind of European motorway pass or toll pass thing from this website, like an Austrian vignette, for instance. You can buy it before you go. So
get posted to you.
Well, you know, it comes in a spaceship, lands in your back garden. Yes, of course they post it. One of the things I was reading was the French travelling through the auto routes in France, and you can get a card, like a prepaid card. I don't exactly know how that would work. You did have to put your journey in on the website, and it kind of worked out the auto routes that you would take for that journey. Molly, so you insert this prepaid card in the machine. I don't know. Alternatively, you can just pay as you go, so to speak. But I did know that Molly, there was a fella that said he's been on holiday this year and to travel from south to north France, not completely from bottom middle to middle top, kind of whatever route he took, but it cost him 79 euros in road tolls, which is a lot of money. That's like 60 quid. So some people think we get ripped off by the car tax that we pay, but in comparison, I don't think it's that expensive. Of course, you don't have to drive on those toll roads. But never mind. Okay. Bye.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word.